Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
Oh, that's super, my feedback. Welcome to the Musically Inclined, the Monday Night Jukebox. I'm your host, Mr. La Crush Hearts, and I am here.
You put that back on here. That's why I was allowing feedback. Okay. La Crush Hearts here. Monday Night Jukebox, Musically Inclined. You can join me in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. Also, you can call us up 805-830-8320. How was your weekend? How did you spend it? The weather's starting to turn. Having a good time. I've been sick for the last week and a half. I still got a cough, but overall, I'm doing awesome and just having a good time because that's what I do. Once again, you can give us a call at 805-830-8320. This is going to be a short show tonight. We're only going to do 60 minutes because I want to go have fun and have a good time because that's what I want to do. So tonight is Disco Fever. Somebody said to me, Crush, you don't never play no disco music. So I decided to play disco music tonight. Yes, by all means. Hit us on Twitter at LaCrushHearts, LaKrush. Also, Phone Fan Radio. And you can always visit our website, which is being redone. I'm working diligently to get it all completed. PhoneFantasyRadio.com. And that's what's up. Be right back.
Yeah.
Inclined, the Monday Night Jukebox. I'm your hostess, LaCrush Hearts. And you know what? I've realized one, or a few things rather. On Sunday nights, our show, Brick House, is no longer associated with Faux Fantasy Radio. Apparently, Brick in the City decided to branch off on their own. So Sunday nights, it's now open, and I was lost. I was lost last night. I didn't know what to do with myself. I didn't have nobody to play with, nobody to tune into. So I'm going to go ahead and have to fill back in my spot. So, but we're still on Monday to Thursday. Mondays, the Musically Inclined Show. 9 p.m. Tomorrow is the Honey Suite. I got a house full of people, and they're loud, so, you know. Can we close that door? Thank you. So, yeah, I just had to get ghetto. Sorry, guys. I'll edit it. Anyway, tomorrow is the Honey Suite on Faux Fantasy Radio, and we'll be talking about the Ratchet Truth. Yes, I decided to create a new segment on the Honey Suite. The second Tuesday is going to be called The Ratchet Truth. And there's a story out there where the young lady she was actually having unprotected sex with the gentleman. And after a while, she would tell them that she was pregnant, and she would collect abortion money, basically. Yeah. So that's what we're talking about tomorrow night on The Ratchet Truth, followed by the Damo Show, hosted by Damo, Jay Will, and myself. And we'll be talking about the 90-day rule. It's a challenge. That's what we'll be talking about. And I got the final word. Mistress Sexy May is back for Thursday nights. And she will be back live on air. So we'll definitely be getting that started. Let's see. Her topic is spicing up your relationship. How to tell your partner they ain't hitting it right. Yep, she sent it to me just like that, folks. So that's going to be the Mistress Sexy May live show on Thursdays at 9 o'clock. So we got a nice full week for you. Don't worry. We're going to keep you entertained and give it to you the best way Faux Fantasy Radio knows how. Once again, hit us up on all our social networks. And let's boogie, bitches. Thank you. Good times. Woo, bell bottoms, afros, the ill two-step. That's what it is, Soul Train Line. Taste of Honey with Boogie Oogie Oogie. And we started off with the Tramp Disco Inferno. And we're just having a good time. I just threw a question out there. What's your favorite decade in music? 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 00s, 10s. Let me know. 805-830-8320 is the number to call. 805-830-8320. Or hit us up on Twitter at Phone Fantasy Radio. Let me know. You know, hit us up and let us know. What is your favorite decade in music? I'm torn. If you would have asked me a few years ago, I probably would have said the 90s. Only for the simple fact that that's really the era where I came into my musical sets, you know, and started liking music and digging music and really, and it wasn't until my adulthood, which is the 2000s, where I actually understood and can relate and really own in to music. Like, that's a whole nother ball game. So I'm going to go with the 90s. The 90s, because we had the New Jack Swing, and then you had hip-hop and R&B, and then you went to this R&B soul, hip-hop soul, I mean. So it was just like a whole of different talent going on right there. Pop music, I was really getting into pop music in the 90s. Backstreet Boys, Christina Aguilera, like people like that I was really getting into, and it was a really outside look of the regular soul and R&B that I was used to, you know, classic soul that I was used to hearing. So I'm going to say the 90s for me. What is you? Let me know. 805-830-8320. This is going to be a short show, only an hour long. We're having a good time. I'm having a good time. So I hope you're having a good time. Remember, you can join the conversation tomorrow night, the Honey Sweet, the Ratchet Truth. We're talking about thoughts, chicken heads, hood rats, and why they are important to your community and your relationship. Yeah, it's going down like that. Anyway, folks, here go to the next song. Stay in the line. Oh, sorry. forgot I was hosting a show. Sit up here bopping real hard, dancing and shit. Okay. I got some feedback going on. Anyway, folks, this is Musically Inclined, the Monday Night Jukebox. It's Disco Inferno on a Monday night. We turned up. We having a good time here, playing all the good music that I could find. Staying Alive, the Bee Gees. I got some Donna Summers coming up. I got Earth, Wind, and Fire coming up. Yeah. You know, big shout out to all my 70s and 80s babies out there. I still got this cold going on, so sorry for the quick mute. I'm working that mute button tonight, Anyway, I asked, you know, what was your favorite decade in music? The line is all the way open, 805-830-8320. Chat room is also open. And I got some information going on my Twitter page because I've been dropping weight lately. As y'all know, I've had a struggle with my weight. My most was 420, and now I'm down to 337. So that's mother-freaking awesome. I'm proud of myself. But I want to take it to the next level. So I've been looking into alternatives. And one of the alternatives that I've seen that just seems a little helpful, it's promising. That's the word I'm looking for. It looks a little promising. It's a 21-day fix diet. You know, they give you these little containers, and it's supposed to help you portion. If it fits in the container, you can have it. And it's color-coded, and it comes with an exercise DVD, and it's just the whole plan is for 21 days. And I'm like, if I could keep doing that, because I think that's what it is. It got to be. You know, I don't eat a lot. I mean, I don't eat often. That's what it is. I eat one big meal. And then I don't eat and I'll lay down and sleep or whatever. And I think that's what's hindering with me dropping the weight like I want to. I've stopped with the soda. I'm sitting here sucking on a big bottle of water as we speak, 64-ounce, 2-quart bottle. I recycle, thank you very much. So the old cranberry cup, orange juice bottles, I turn into my water bottle, especially now that it's going to get hot, summertime. So I have one bottle in the fridge, one bottle in the freezer, one bottle sitting out, and one bottle by the bed or by my desk or wherever. You know, so that would be my, instead of running and get soda, because I used to do the same thing, but it used to be with soda. So now I'm trying to back down on the soda and, you know, focus more on Crystal Light, seltzer water, things of that nature. And I'm hoping that if I invest in this 21-day fix diet, it will help me learn portion control. Like, I will get to know what it is that is required. You know, the doctor tell you, oh, a fistful. Well, if I knew what a fistful was, I wouldn't be this big in the first place. So your fistful and my fistful are two different things. I'm just saying, let's be realistic here. Yours and mine are totally two different things. So that's what I'm definitely trying to figure out and learn. So anyway, the question of the night, what's your favorite decade in music? We're dancing and boogie-woogie-woogie and everything in between right now. This is some Donna Summers. Dedicated to my Baton Rouge bad girl, Lady C. Be right back.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Musically Inclined, the Monday Night Jukebox. I'm your hostess, Miss LaCrush Hart, and this is Phone Fantasy Radio. Anyway, that calling number, 805-830-8320. We're asking tonight, what's your favorite decade in music? Press 1, join the conversation. Big shout out to our friend, Lady C, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We had to dedicate Donna Summer's Bad Girls to her. I also see the 312. Big shout out to you. And we're doing big things out here for Fantasy Radio. And Lady C.
Hey.
Lady C. How are you, Lady C?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
That is great. That is great. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was good. Very interesting.
You was being a bad girl?
Oh, yeah. I was a bad girl.
Oh. Oh. So grown. Oh, my goodness. Lady C, tonight's question. What is your favorite decade of music?
The decade? I would say the 70s.
The 70s?
I like the 70s or the 80s. I liked both of them. 70s, I was still a teenager. And I could dance. It was easier to dance. Dances were easier somewhat. Now, I don't know the dances now sometimes. You got to do calisthenics. You know, stanky leg and nay-nay, you got to do all. I'm like, what did that look like? You're having a seizure, some of you. that dancing or having a seizure. Are they sick? You know, so the 70s or the 80s were the two that I liked. It was like that, yeah. It was. I remember when the Beatles came on the scene. Yeah, I'm older.
I like, right. You hear me, right? Right.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, right.
The funniest thing, I remember them saying that there are black people on TV when they had the Supremes and stuff coming on the Ed Sullivan Show and everything. And it was a big thing, you know. Have black people singing on TV. The whole neighborhood, everybody who did have a TV, those who didn't have color, people was like, we're coming to your house, look at it in color. I remember black and white TVs. I did that to my grandchildren. They said, something wrong with the TV.
You turned it to black and white?
I turned it to black and white. That's what was there. Something wrong with the TV. That's
Right. We don't know nothing about that line. We don't know nothing about that line.
No, they don't. I'm like, they make a movie. They made a movie in black and white. Somebody did trying to show. I'm like, the people are like, no, they don't get that. They don't get that. They want the color. What color is that?
That's what we know about. Color. I do remember those big old TVs that sat on the floor.
Yes.
It was wood on the outside. I remember those now. And it had the speakers built in. It looked like an entertainment system by itself.
Yes.
Really, yes. It had
The big four model TV.
Yeah. And if you
it would have a little TV
like
on top
too.
Of it for the sound.
Right, and if you was fancy, the top had a record player on it. And you could play vinyl records. Let's go down memory lane. Come on. I'm not
25.
I'm not in the 70s. I'm an 80s baby. But I remember certain shit that lingered on into the 80s.
And you had to put a nickel or a quarter on your needle if it got two.
Right,
so buy a new needle.
Right,
you
I remember
you couldn't
that.
You could afford a new one. You would tape a nickel, whichever one you figured held it down the best. Penny nickel or quarter, so that it would play the song. Go, sit a skip, skip, skip. We need a new needle. We can't afford one. What we gonna do?
I remember My first vinyl was Sade, Smooth Operator.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was my first vinyl. And I know y'all like, what a five-year-old know about some Smooth Operator, but for some reason, I love that song.
That was a beautiful song. That was.
I don't know why, but for some reason, I went to that song. That was my favorite song. And from there, I love soul music, like classic
the
soul.
The crush was being formed in Smooth Operator.
Yeah. I didn't know nothing about
the beginning of La Crush.
That's
but that was a good song. That was a really good. And she has such a smooth voice. It rolled with that so beautifully. The music and everything, it just, that was one of those songs that stood out and did catch your attention.
Yeah.
Right. Whoever right. helped her put that together did that one good, you know, because there are some
it did an
songs
awesome
that
job.
Good. You know, some songs,
and I
okay, it's good.
That,
but,
okay, sorry.
No, I say some songs are good in everything, the music, the rhythm, and the way it flows real good. Some of them, okay, it's okay, but you see, like, well, you could have did a little bit for that. But that one really flowed, and it caught your attention. It matched her voice.
It did, it did.
I wonder, where is Sade now?
Huh?
Where is she now? What is she doing now?
Well, she only had an album that dropped, and
she
chilling. She did have albums that dropped. The Soldier of Love.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. It's got the whooping cough going on here. Yeah, she had a Soldier of Love going on. What else we got going? And that album was awesome. But the fact that she could come back so many years later and
right.
still have that same authenticity and, you know what I mean?
And
yeah,
her voice. Melody and the voice. Yeah.
The way I remember her in 84 is the same way I remember her now, you know, like her voice, her essence, all that. But it seems like it's new. You know what I mean? Like the music came out and it just seemed like it was just new music, you know? So
but
she had
know,
that classic.
The thing is, there are so many of them that did that, and if they come back, it's like, wait a minute, that voice sounds scratchy. They are old. They
right.
work their voice or mess them up, and you're like, wait a minute, do some something in the sound room, fix it up.
Right.
They don't do live shows and stuff because of that. It's a very few.
Uh-huh.
And then you look at those people who do the reunion tours and stuff. You know, they have some that do it on the big circuit, and then they have the little, what is it called, the underground circuit or whatever. The groups, the leftovers of the group still trying to make a penny off of something they saw in the 60s.
Right. They're going to be on the specials and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting stuff. Anyway. Yeah, so she was my first, and I think my first male crush was Bobby Brown. Yeah.
Bobby.
When 89 hit, Don't Be Cruel came out.
Yeah.
And I was at the video store picking up the video of all his videos. You know, it was like, you know, they had to put all the videos
right.
on VHS. Yeah, and I played it until it came out, until the tape messed up. The VCR ate the tape.
It was tired.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
it was tired.
My first crush was Michael Jackson. Oh. I begged my mom, and we went to see Michael Jackson at the fair. My brother and big sister took me for my birthday one year, and then my mom bought me and my sisters tickets to see the Jackson 5. Oh, we clowned. We was, like, in the balcony, but the first row of the balcony. It's like, oh, look, he's looking this way. And there was some girls acting silly, and I had my sister. I say, let's do this. And she says, you know we don't do that. I say, no. But they looked that way, and we started like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. We did all that. The girl, look, she stopped. She was like, I say, yeah, how you think we feel? You're in our ear. We can't even hear no music.
Wow.
But we were leaving early because our dad wanted us to leave before the crowd. And we were leaving early, and we ran into one of the Jacksons coming out the wrong way. And it was like, wow. Because you notice one of them. My sister say, "You so silly." I say, "Yeah." I say, "They didn't mean to go this way. They were going another way."
Right.
But, you know, nowadays that probably would not happen.
Not at all. Not at all.
They make
so,
sure.
So, we're going down memory lane, the Monday night jukebox. I am not staying on for the full hour. For the full 2 hours. This is going to be an hour show, so we only got 12 minutes remaining. I'm going to take a quick break and come back, and we're going to finish up our conversation right here on the Monday Night Jukebox. Be right back.
Thank you.
Forget Me Not, right here on Full Fantasy Radio. Musically inclined, the Monday Night Jukebox has to come to an end so early. Tapping my feet, bopping my head, Soul Train line. Ooh, ooh. Oh my goodness, ladies. Went to every event, no matter what, family reunion, birthday parties, turn on the music. Yeah. And that's what it was. Everybody standing in two lines with their hands up. And you had to go to
at my birthday party last Sunday. We did that.
It's like a tradition, man. Soul Train line,
There's something, everybody, it doesn't matter if you can dance or not. Just walk down there shaking and rocking.
Just walk down it, right. Just step down to it. Bang the head, bounce, whatever. Just have a
be
good
cool.
time.
Be cool, you know, there's always this one guy who don't dance. He just walks down there cool, shaking his head like,
yeah. Right, he just cool at it. Yeah. How you doing?
I wonder if the people from Soul Train look at those old, that's your mom. That's mom. You could do that? That's your grandma. Where did she get that?
That's crazy.
Your
all that hair.
Happened to your hair?
What happened? That needs to be a topic. Natural hair. Anyway, folks, I'll be back on tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Honey Suite. It's a brand new segment called The Ratchet Truth. Okay, every second Tuesday, we're going to have the Ratchet Truth. And this Tuesday, we're talking about hood rats, chicken heads, thoughts, and everything in between, and how they benefit our relationships and the community. Every community, every relationship, somebody knows a thought or chicken head. Yeah. And they are beneficial. Yeah. They are beneficial. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow night right here on the Honey Suite, 805-830-8320. Program our number in your phone. Set a reminder on the calendar. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, all that good news so you can get the updates of when we're live. So tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Remember the Dame O Show. We're talking about the 90-day rule. Make them wait. And then we have Mistress Sexy Maid Live. She's finally back in town. She's going to be hosting her show. And the topic, she sent it to me today. She said, the topic, spicing up your relationship. How to tell your partner they ain't hitting it right. She sent me that, and she sent me some graphics. So Thursday night, 9 p.m., we're going to get grown and sexy, spice it up your sex life right here on Full Fantasy Radio. We no longer have a Sunday show. We no longer have a Saturday show. We never had a Friday show. So Monday to Thursday, here we are. Lady C, it's a pleasure, as always.
Yes.
As always, Lacey, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Behave yourself, Lacey. I'm only going to be going for 24 hours.
I'll try. If someone shows up, I'm going to be bad.
Anyway, folks, it's a pleasure. Thank you all for tuning in and joining us tonight. We're going to leave off with a song, and hopefully I can get rid of this cough. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying. FullFantasyRadio.com is the website. Everyone, enjoy your evening. Bye.
Night.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? What you gonna do? You wanna get out? What you gonna do? You wanna get out?
gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Well, I heard all the people saying,
get down on it,
come on in,
get down on
if you really want it.
By standing on the wall.